Today we've been looking closely at civil liberties nationally with the recent Trump administration's executive orders. In Arizona, there is another civil rights issue that's getting some scrutiny. Right now, the state Civil Rights Act prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, age, national origin, or disability, but it does not include protections for the LGBT community.
But a new bill is attempting to change that. State Senator Katie Hobbs has introduced a bill that would ban discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, and veteran status. The show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this. So, Lauren, what kind of discrimination are they working to stop?
Well, according to a study by UCLA's Williams Institute, there's about a 25% income disparity between straight men and gay men, and an even larger one for women in same-sex couples. And there are issues reported in workplace about workplace harassment and mistreatment. So I spoke with Kevin Patterson more about this morning. He's the president of Equality Arizona, and he's speaking at a press conference about this bill this morning at the Capitol. And he told me there are many ways in which the LGBT community is still experiencing discrimination that we don't always realize.
Whenever Arizona achieved marriage equality, I think the studies showed that over 76% of the community thought that most of our problems in the LGBT community were over and that that had fixed everything. And unfortunately, in the state of Arizona, you can still be fired. You could still be denied housing. And for many in our transgender community within the LGBT, they can be denied public access to many things such as restrooms and access to places that they need in order to live their life. And so this is a comprehensive bill that would strike that down.
Right. So let's first talk about sort of what the result is in Arizona of not having a law like this. You said there is a lot of discrimination that does take place that we don't often know about.
This happens from time to time where individuals are denied housing or denied work in the state. And, you know, sometimes it could be county to county based on the political climate of the county. However, it's just not a good business practice. It's also not a good economic practice for our state.
How would it benefit our state in more broad ways, like economically, if we did have a law like this in place?
You know, economically, if more organizations would speak out against discrimination and say that they are willing to open their doors for anyone, you know, it would definitely make them a hotspot to where people would want to be attracted to work there. And so if you consider how often positions stay open in organizations and how much it takes to fill a position, that is something that, believe it or not, it goes a long way in the employee handbook of having an open policy and non-discrimination policy. Also, parts of the valley, like Tempe, for example, the infrastructure in Tempe has just boomed with technology and seeming to want to create a small, you know, Silicon Valley here in Tempe, that most of the talent that would come here from other states, that's a really important piece to them. You know, why would they move to Phoenix? Why would they move to Arizona? Looking at things like, is it a safe place to raise kids? Is it a welcoming place for diversity? Is it innovative? Is it forward thinking? And that really does weigh on people's minds, along with other infrastructure issues such as, you know, public transportation, how is the city laid out? And so these are just things that, without recognizing that we have them and not knowing that we need to strike this down, it could put Phoenix and Arizona at risk for not being a place that would attract top talent.
And have other states seen these benefits when they've put laws like this in place?
Well, if you look at a place like California, you know, specifically in the Bay Area, which has been the mecca for big tech firms, big money, some of our biggest ones that are familiar with, that is something that's actually very important to that area. And so if you look at the diversity of, say, San Francisco, it is a business driver to actively verbalize your intolerance for discrimination.
So, Lauren, don't most companies have policies in place that would protect from discrimination like this?
Right. Many do. And several cities in our state actually do. Phoenix, Tucson, Tempe, and Flagstaff prohibit public and private sector employment discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. But according to the Williams Institute, still about 67% of Arizona's workforce is not covered by a local ordinance like one of those. Equality Arizona's Kevin Patterson says having this in the state law is an important step.
You know, I think having it in the actual law, it protects the person, because many organizations here do state in their employee handbook that, you know, they do not discriminate on race, gender, creed, and many have added sexual orientation in there, or it's an implied norm in the organization. But having a law like this would take it one step further and would actually create a safe space to report it in case it does happen, because that has not been part of Arizona's political landscape for so many years.
Bills like this have been introduced many times in the past in our state legislature, basically every year since 2008, but they haven't gotten anywhere. But Patterson hopes if they keep sending the message that this is good for Arizona, it will eventually take hold.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.